Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. A beautiful, gorgeous Monday evening here in Licking County. If you get a chance, come on down, have some great food and drinks here at Ship Brothers. In fact, the new burger of the month, not necessarily a burger, but still very tantalizing and looking good. It's Chesapeake Chicken, Old Bay seasoned crispy chicken with pepper jack cheese, bacon, onions, brioche bun. That sounds pretty darn tasty. So you can come in, have that, have some drinks as well. Or just stay listened right here to Kate 98.7 for another edition of The Locker Room. I am Brian Mays. Happy that you're along with us on this Monday night. First, let's recap the football games from this past Friday night. And we start in Hanover. The game we had is our game of the week with Licking Valley and Bishop Reedy. The Panthers getting a strong 35-20 victory over the Silver Knights. It was a scoreless first quarter between both these teams. Defense is really clamping down. But in the second quarter, Bishop Reedy got going, and they got onto the scoreboard first.
Second and goal from the 8, just a one-yard pickup. Norris is back in. He's on the left shoulder of Daniels on this second and goal. Single wideouts to each side. Daniels gets the snap. He'll hand it off, and that is Norris. He went one way, comes back the other, and it's a house call for Bishop Reedy. He went right, changed his mind, went left, and takes it into the end zone from 8 yards out, and the Silver Knights get on the board, leading at 6-0.
Back on the extra point, that made it 7-0. So for the second straight game, Valley trailed at Randy Boffman Stadium. How would they respond? They responded quite nicely, thank you very much, as they went down on their very next possession and decided we needed to tie this thing up.
Second and goal from the 3. Galone, is he in? He's in. It's a touchdown for the Panthers, and they have closed to within a point at 7-6.
So Donovan Galone gets into the end zone, tied at 7 at halftime. Then we moved to the third quarter. Licking Valley got the ball first and decided to get back-to-back touchdowns.
Third down and 5 from just inside the 10. Rogers gets the snap. It's Galone. And nope, Rogers is going to keep it. He's at the 5, and it's a house call for Licking Valley. Great fake by Rogers. He keeps it on the right side, takes it into the end zone from 9 yards out, and Licking Valley gets their first lead at 13-7.
And the extra point was good. That made it 14-7, but Reedy was not done. They answered right away also.
Daniels waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll roll left. Now comes back to right. He's got a little bit of pressure. He eludes one man, and he will launch it deep, and he's got a man wide open, and the catch is made for a touchdown of 58 yards to Wes Abbott. Oh, has he made huge catches time and time again. That is his second one over 50 yards, and it is a one-point contest.
And the contest then was tied with the extra point, so we went to the final quarter deadlocked at 14. But then Licking Valley used their muscle, used their physicality, and once again decided to take a 7-point lead.
Rogers under center on second down and goal from the 3. Handoff, Galone, handoff, touchdown, Panthers! Easiest run he's had all night. He was untouched on the left side. Valley goes back on top, 20-14.
They made it 21-14, then the defense held, and Rogers decided it was time for him to get back in the end zone.
And it's Rogers keeping it. He might have a chance for a house call, and he does. Untouched on the left side, Brody Rogers, 12 yards. I can't believe Reedy wasn't ready for that, but it doesn't seem like they were because he was untouched.
Extra point good, 28-14. Then with a chance to put this game away because it was now a two-score game. Rodgers had a 72-yard run, which set up a touchdown run of his own. Extra point good. Reedy does score late, but they fall by a final of 35-20. So Valley moves to 3-0 on the season. Granville got the jug for the eighth consecutive year in the 110th meeting with them in Johnstown. Another monster effort by Kyle Kirby. 21 carries, 165 yards, and for the third consecutive game, four touchdowns. The Granville's 33-14 win over the Johnnies to move to 3-0 as well on the season. The Blue Aces used a two-touchdown turn to seize control in that first half after they decided they were never going to punt the rest of the game, and they didn't. They answered a 12-play run by the Johnnies and went on to score 33 unanswered points. It was just 13-6 before that happened, and for the first time this year, somebody else besides Kyle Kirby got into the end zone, and that's when Jackson McMillan hit Culver down the left sideline for a 35-yard touchdown, his first touchdown pass of the season. McMillan had a great game at 9 of 15 for 162 yards and no picks. And Jacob Culver, 5 catches, including that touchdown, for 94 yards. So a big win for Granville. Like I said, they moved to 3-0 on the season. Johnstown now 2-1. We'll stay in the LCL Buckeye. Our two teams over in Pataskala had a tough night as Sheridan got their first win of the season with a 21-19 win over the Hornets. Both teams getting 3 touchdowns as it was a back and forth after Sheridan was able to take a couple of touchdown lead, but Heights was able to come back, got to within 2, but the 2-point conversion with about 6.5 to go in the game left Sheridan with the 2-point cushion, and they hold on for the victory. It was a good night once again for Sheridan running back Logan Russell. 22 carries, 120 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was the main man for Thornville Sheridan. Shackelford, J.J. Shackelford, good quarterback for Licking Heights. We saw him in week 1. He had another good game. 17 of 24 for 185 yards. And Robert Talber, he recovered one fumble and then got another, which he returned as a scoop and score and caught a touchdown pass from Shackelford in the defeat. So Licking Heights now 0-3 and Sheridan 1-2. Watkins had a 14-0 lead on Taze Valley, but the Vikings were able to take control from there, and they scored 35 unanswered to get the 35-14 victory. Drew Samsoll, 13-yard touchdown run and a 12-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Ricketts, who has scored in every ballgame. Dylan Kennedy had 6 catches for 71 yards, and Roscoe Pascal, again, a monster day on defense. He should be first-team All-Ohio the way he's going to be playing the rest of the year. 14 solo tackles, including 2 for loss. So Watkins is now 1-2 on the campaign. Heath gets their first victory of the season, and it's a hard-earned win in Columbus, beating Academy quite convincingly, 34-7. It was 2-0 after one quarter as the Bulldogs had a safety. Then they took a 10-0 lead just before halftime. Tristan Jones had a rushing score. Jordan Mockall had an interception for a pick six, and also Cam Montgomery with the field goal. So the Bulldogs with a huge victory, getting that 34-7 on the road, with Braden Gibson with 3 touchdown passes to Cam Stevens and also Quentin Suckle in the victory. They host Licking Valley coming up this week at Swank Field. Northridge fell to Granville Heights by a final of 35-14. It was 21-14 late in the ballgame in the third quarter, but the Heights team was able to get a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to get the 35-14 victory. Jamie Ordrumski had a kickoff return of 82 yards for the Vikings in one of their scores. Braden Bingham also had a 17-yard touchdown run as they had cut it, like I mentioned, 21-14 after being down 21-0, but were unable to get the victory. So Northridge 1-2 on the season. Also 1-2, Utica, as they had a tough one at home, falling to undefeated Fredericktown 27-20. It was Fredericktown leading 6-0 just after a minute in the ballgame as Brody Davis went 57 yards on a toss. sweep. Then Blake Sipes, their all-everything quarterback, also was able to run 59 yards and then got the two-point conversion, making it 14-0. But Utica came back. Aaron Hayes and Hunter McKinney, they're the 1-2 combination. Hayes throws to McKinney, and he took a 45-yard screen pass to cut the lead to 14-7. Then Hayes completed a couple more passes to McKinney. With 5 seconds left before halftime, they were able to connect one more time. Extra point was no good, but it was 14-13. But then Fredericktown went out on top 27-13 and holds on for the 7-point victory. McKinney had 9 catches for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hayes was 14 of 24 for 201 yards. But as I mentioned, Sipe, 252 total yards, 3 touchdowns, as the Freddies are 3-0 for the first time in 11 years. Lakewood and Bern Union met, and Bern Union was able to get the victory 35-13 as Lakewood, winless after 3 contests. They were able to get touchdowns by quarterback Jalen White on a 5-yard touchdown run, and then running back Max Gabriel added a 9-yard rush in the final minute of that ball game. The Newark Wildcats, could they respond after the tough loss to Mount Vernon in week 2? The answer was a convincing yes, as they scored 36 second quarter points, beating the Blue Devils by a final of 52-20. Bodie Smith, coming back after a rough game against the Yellow Jackets, he was almost perfect. 14 of 16 for 376 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also completed passes to 5 different receivers, so he was on fire in Zanesville on Friday night. Colton Peterson, he returned after missing the game with the Yellow Jackets. He was able to get onto the scoreboard with a couple of touchdown runs, and he finished with 114 yards on just 6 carries for the Wildcats as they turned it up. They were down 8-7 early in that ballgame before scoring the 36 points unanswered, and it's the second time in 3 games that the Wildcats have scored 50 or more points so far this season. We'll have the Wildcats coming up this Friday as our high school football game of the week as they start OCC Buckeye play, entertaining the Cruisers of Groveport, still looking for their first win of the season. But we'll have all the action from Whitefield with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. When we return, we're going to talk some Newark Catholic athletics, and we'll start with their athletic director, Rob Smith. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage and Heat. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heat. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
I'm Cindy Lane here at Lewis Clark Insurance. We know football is all about loyalty, dedication, and tradition. The qualities our entire team brings to the table every day. Helping you select the right insurance for your personal needs matters to us because we care about what's important to you. When you suit up for the big game, you want to make sure you've got a team that has your back. Auto Owners Insurance helps our agency bring value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance, Auto Home, Life, and more. Lewis Clark Insurance.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness.
Come see us for the 2025 factory authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Ever notice how one misplay can mess up an entire football season? Selecting the wrong insurance can be just as bad. Everything is great until it isn't. A claim happens and you can't talk to a real person. Kind of like a football team without a head coach. This is where we come in. I'm Cindy Lane. Let our team here at Lewis Clark Insurance provide choices for your insurance needs. Proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Auto Owners Insurance, just one of the teams in our playbook. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Mays live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark as we turn our attentions to Newark Catholic and their athletics. And happy to be joined by Athletic Director Rob Smith. What year are we at now as AD, Mr. Smith?
Total, but just overall with boys and girls is year two. So
probably the hardest question I'm going to ask you: what's the biggest challenge facing an athletic director at the high school level these days?
Well, I think as always, athletics, everybody wants to win all the time, and sometimes that doesn't always happen. So you get the frustrations and the highs and the lows from winning and the losing. But I've been blessed with some great athletes and some great parents.
Well, and talk about winning there for a second. The football team, a nice win on the road after a couple of tough losses on the road to start with three straight games away from home. And they get the victory 32-28, scoring late. Hutchinson had a great game throwing the ball. You got some running done as well. But I'm sure it just felt good. Okay, we got the win. Now let's go and see what we can do for the rest of the season.
Yes. To discuss our football team, it was a much needed win. So, we had to get that, over our board. So I tell people the first game we kind of, we were right in there. And so even though we lost, we're sitting at 1-2. A home game at Newark Catholic High School.
Yeah.
This Friday night against Worthington Christian. We're led by some outstanding athletes. You got Jackson Holman, Malone Hutchison, and Carmine Annarino. So, we're getting, we've got a little bit of passing, running. Everything's coming together. Coaches are working hard. So I think it's, everybody wants to jump on people when you're down. So that's what we got to get through. And we just, continue to get better every week. I think Coach Hendershot's doing a great job. And, we're just trying to keep everybody together.
And I think it's also so important when you said keep everyone together, because it's still kind of a young team. You mentioned, that talent, and that's a little bit of the upperclassmen. But keeping those young kids engaged and focused and knowing that these are the things that you're going to have to do to, I don't want to say turn it around, but, get it back to where Newark Catholic is kind of expected at the football level.
Yeah, we have three seniors. So, I'm not sure all these people here have been around. If you said we only had three seniors playing football, they would probably think, what?
You're right.
So that's the biggest thing, and trying to build it back up. But as I say this, we're only 3 years removed from playing in the state finals in 2022 with Cole Canner and, Mason Hackett and those kids before, there and after. So everybody wants to beat you when you're down. Let's see what happens when we get back there. Our numbers are up again. We have a JV team. Our junior high program's doing pretty well. So we'll see what's moving forward.
And I know Coach Graham spoke to the seventh graders, I believe, not too long ago. And if you needed anyone to motivate the kids, he'd be the right guy to do it because he knows the importance of building a program.
Yes, and he came out before they played the Licking Valley in seventh grade, and I think we ended up coming out on top 28-6. And JD's part of history at Newark Catholic, and that's what everybody revolves to as they think
sure.
about those teams and stuff. I don't know how many state titles, and he's a legend, and we all know that. And it's hard to live up to those expectations, but I think as we continue to grow and get more students and more student athletes, we'll get there.
And there's a couple of other good programs that hit the links. Boys and girls golf are doing quite well also.
Yeah, just Kaylee Latimer is just, I think she won all three LCL events, the first three. She's been phenomenal. She's a senior, and Sam Spearman's playing well also. But to win three LCL events, I can't say enough about Kaylee Latimer and just what she's done and how much better she's gotten. And you'd never know if you see her. She's a typical kid that if you say congrats, she would be like, put her head down. It's not a big deal. I think that's probably what carries over to the golf course.
Because how many of the pros win three straight events? Slim to none.
It doesn't happen very much.
No.
And I saw her at the Heath game. Our volleyball team played at Heath last Tuesday, and she came in after she won the LCL, and you would think she's just a fan, supporting her teammates. And I know she's good friends with Natalie and Sid, and it just makes it's a family.
Well, and that's what another point I was going to bring is the following. If they are done with a practice, they go watch a game, an event, a match. It seems like the bond is really there from your senior class down to your freshman. It's just you're a part of this, and you're going to be a part of not just your particular sport, but the other sports or other events going on at Newark Catholic.
Yeah, and I was just talking to a couple parents over there. We're blessed that all of our kids go to multiple events, and they support multiple sports. And to see, a golf team come back and watch volleyball, to see our volleyball girls go watch football, it's, I'm not saying it doesn't happen to other schools, but it happens a lot here. And you see our crowds in volleyball, it's phenomenal. We have a following that is like no other.
Well, and I want to get to that. I don't know if I can hold off, but to have the following because of the success that the team has, we just got to get this one out. 58 straight LCL victories. That is just unbelievable because there's a lot of good volleyball programs within the LCL.
Yeah, our last loss is September 16th, 2021. So what's crazy is my daughter was on that team in 2021, and we got to go to the state. But it's people don't realize how hard it is to win one game.
Yeah.
But to win 58 straight, we have phenomenal athletes, girls athletes that are just continue the success started. It started in the 80s and the 70s, and it just kept going. And volleyball's kind of like it's crazy, the atmosphere that comes, and they celebrate, and they love each other, and they care about each other, and it just carries on to the floor.
Every sport can have that intensity, but I think with volleyball, it is so much. And I know the girls probably know about the streak. They seem to not feel the pressure. If they do, they don't show it when they're out on the court.
They don't. And once you talk to Leah and Natalie and Sid, all three of them were on the basketball team when they went undefeated during the season. So they're, it's just another day. It's business as usual. Some people say, when you expect to win, there's nothing wrong with that. You mm-hmm. expect to win because the work you put into it. So, I always tell people confidence is a thing. I talk to Nat a lot about, game day preparation of anything and whoever you're playing, it doesn't matter. You play your opponent. Don't look at who you're playing. Win the game. And it's big.
Do you think being a former coach as you were for girls basketball, it's helped you in the athletic director role, understanding what a coach needs? Because when we've had coaches on the show, I kind of feel like it's you're not just coaching. You're a coach, you're a teacher, you're a counselor. Sometimes you might need to be that type of parent, and sometimes maybe a friend. But you were able to go through that for multiple years and maybe able to see what the coaches are going through and understanding what they're going through.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, as anytime you have athletes, it's kind of like your own kid. So I kind of, you know, even though it's not my daughter or son, but you got to treat them like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think they would grow closer to you as well. Not every day is going to be successful. So how do you handle yourself after that? After a loss is key. You know, we've been spoiled so long at New York Catholic on the girls' sports that we don't have very many losses. So those 3 or 4 days you have a year are important. And like, hey, we didn't get the job done last night, but look, there's bigger things in the world to conquer. And I think that's what we see. We're frustrated that night. I'm frustrated, or a coach is frustrated. But at the end of the day, it's about what tomorrow brings.
Is it also just a part of, I guess, just learning in life that even if you have a small little taste of adversity, you still want to see how you overcome it, how you deal with it? And again, as a coach, do you not want to just, you want to see how they would do it? Like, you have your vision of what they want to do, but how they want to react to it. Does you understand what I mean on that? Because each girl or each boy is different. Each team is different in how they react to certain situations.
Well, I think that's a very good question, Brian. I think the most important thing is, how do you react? You know, are you one of those kids that sulks for 2 or 3 days? Or are you one of those kids that at midnight or 8 in the morning when you go to school, do you put it to rest and start the next day? And mm-hmm. I think, you know, I've talked to a lot of these girls that when we played, it's whatever happened yesterday, let's move on. But what can we do to get better and prepare yourself for that? You know, none of us want to lose a game. And as I said, we're blessed that we've won, you know, a lot more than we've lost. And I think that's the most important. But I think kids are judged a lot on how they react to a loss.
Yeah.
You know, you see it in pro sports where somebody pushes somebody or it's how you react. And so I think the best way to do it is react with courtesy and move on. We all want to win.
Right. And that's my other concern of what our younger athletes are seeing today from our older athletes. And I'm going to call it as I call it, two different spitting incidents over the weekend in football. That cannot be acceptable, and yes, they were penalized and ejected, but how much do you think what they see from the pros and the collegiate folks can carry over to the high school? Because we're saturated now. You can watch anything that you want to and see these type of reactions, and yeah, this is kind of a negative question on it, but I worry that they're getting influenced or can be looked at from these folks that I don't know. I could never, ever imagine spitting on another athlete.
No. Those two instances over the weekend was about as bad as it gets. I've taught, you know, even in practice, I've even said stuff before. Every day that you're at practice or it's more like you're in a game. You're in an interview. So less than 1% goes to the next level. So you could have a bank CEO or a hospital CEO in the crowd, and how you act, you may be interviewing with them down the road.
Mm.
So it's very, very important to mm-hmm. understand what you're doing. An interview is every day you're playing. It could be the official and the way you talk to the official. Well, and 3 years later when you graduate from college or 4 years later you go from college, you're interviewing for that position. What does he remember you as? This is why it's so important to every loss and win. Yeah, we all get frustrated, but understand at the end of the day, you got to be a better person.
I think that's a great point, yeah, because whatever you do today could impact your future tomorrow. Also, you know, again, a lot of folks think that kids don't want to be coached like they used to be. Kids don't want to learn. I think that's also a bunch of malarkey. If they want to learn and they want to get better, they don't mind some hard coaching. They don't mind learning from those folks that they're supposed to learn from. And I don't see that as an issue here at all.
I tell everybody, our girls want to be coached. They don't care. You know, they want to be coached. They want to be coached the right way. And they understand that this is the way it's going to be. But it's respect on both ends. You know, they'll respect you if you respect them. And
yeah.
It's important that they understand that each day we want to get better. And I agree with what you said, Brian. Is times have changed, but coaches shouldn't change. You know, it shouldn't change to just because we need to coddle kids. We get it. You know, kids want to play sports, but understand we got a job to do. And it should be no different than in the future because you're building them to prepare for the future.
And there's that balance with athletics and academics as well.
Oh.
And I think, again, your program and your system, they understand that it's not hanging around for 4 hours in the school getting ready for practice. You got to make sure you're doing your schoolwork.
Yeah, I was big at 90 minutes. We went 90 minutes, and we knew, understand, hey, you got schoolwork. Academics is first. First for us, it's faith, academics, then athletics, you know, so.
What is it going to be like? And you did correct me, or I thought it had been a little bit longer than just a couple of years of playing at the high school. Is that any different for the guys on Friday night playing there?
Oh, I think, you know, anytime you play at your home field, we never get a chance to. But I will tell you this, we play at the best home field in the county at Whitefield. So we love that place. Unfortunately, due to the, you know, scheduling circumstances, we couldn't. We'll have to play at our high school. We're lucky to have Shannon Cottle and Mary Harrington as our NCAA people that got us prepared for this and all the help we get there. But to play a home game at the high school is always special.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing we want to do every week because we play at the best field in the county at Whitefield.
And you have that tradition of walking down from the school down to Whitefield, so I guess it's a shorter walk on Friday.
You know, we're just blessed that we have great parents and families to get everything ready. There's a lot behind the scenes that people don't understand. The concessions, where people parking. You know, we're a small school. We're not
right.
at Whitefield now. So I'm blessed with great people that I have to work with.
Do you miss coaching?
100%. 100%.
But you thrive in this role, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it is obviously a lot more work and a lot more challenges, but it seems like you've been able to phase into this role. Because I thought, you know, he's going to miss it. I don't know how long he's going to do this, but you seem to settled into this pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I miss it when I see, you know, the kids that I've coached and they're still competing and I got to cheer for them like crazy, which I do. But yeah, I miss it. But it's going to be okay. We're in good hands. We've got good coaches. We've got good staff. So we just try to get this ship forward. But I can't say enough about this volleyball. You know, this volleyball kid, Katie Hill, is her first year coaching. She's been phenomenal. Just had a baby last week. The kids didn't miss a beat. Mackenzie Egan stepped in. I mean, it's just every day, it's just grinding. And if you come to watch a Newark Catholic volleyball game, I tell everybody, it's crazy. It's like a dance party, and they have so much fun, and they win, and they love each other, and it's great.
Well, I think we should bring him on and talk to him.
100%.
Let's do it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
thank you.
It. We'll come back and talk Newark Catholic Volleyball after this timeout as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers here on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love you.
Come see us for the 2025 factory authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and a two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net, and that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And we're back. We're going to talk Newark Catholic Volleyball. Happy to be joined by a couple of seniors, Natalie Harrington and also Sid Gummer and also junior Leah Cottle. Ladies, thank you so much for joining. 9-0 to start the season so far. A couple of wins, I think, recently over Heath and Utica, and the consistent streak of 58 straight LCL wins. Yeah, let's give them some recognition for that, as we should. So I asked your AD if you guys feel pressure about that, and let's ask you. So we'll start with Natalie. Do you feel the pressure? Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily pressure. There's definitely expectation in our program with our history and everything. A lot of our seniors that, like from the past, have definitely set those expectations and laid down the law of Newark Catholic is a competitive. Like, we have a history. We have just a lot to look up to and a lot to fit, like a lot of big shoes to fill. So I think it's not necessarily pressure. We definitely feel a little bit, but I think we just embrace that and we look to each other and we have that trust in our team. And I think that's a really big thing to say about chemistry too.
Sid, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Natalie. We don't really think about like our wins or losses. We treat everyone like we are playing against each other. Like, we play as best as we of the ability. And, yeah, we don't really think about our wins or losses throughout the LCO. We just know, like, if we work together and, like Natalie said, our tradition and our culture to the people that gave us this chance to play volleyball at Newark Catholic is such a special thing. We don't take it for granted. So, yeah.
Leah, what about you?
Definitely some pressure, but also just like the tradition of NC and like the culture and playing to the standard that NC has, like the expectations of like being a well-built team every year definitely is something that we try to strive for.
It's important for every team. It's important in every sport. But I think with volleyball, chemistry is so crucial because it can turn on a dime. You could be up 5-2, and if something goes wrong, next thing you know, you're down 8-5. So how do you get that chemistry going? Because I'm not sure you can create it. It has to be made by the team. But how does the chemistry go with your volleyball team? Yeah, might as well start with you.
Okay. I think a lot of it is established off the court by senior leaders really early in the season, in the summer, especially with like workouts and stuff. We started our workouts in March, and it was 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and I think we really all enjoyed it. With Kenzie Egan making special program workouts to with the movements for volleyball. So we all bonded there a lot, and then over the summer working together. And then off the court, I mean, at school in the hallways, we all look at each other and we all laugh. We have inside jokes. I really just think a lot of it's established off the court. And then when you get on the court, it's just easier that way. Like, it's just an easy flow. And even during points, like, I feel like I know where Leah is, you know, what route she's running, because we're just so connected off the court.
You agree with that, Leah?
Yeah, completely. Like, majority of it is built off the court. And then when we get on the court, it just flows and connects, and we just work together as six.
Sid, before you answer this, I got to give Sid a lot of credit. She is battling the sun big time, and she's still smiling and doing what she can. So we should have brought you shades. I apologize. So how do you feel the chemistry is?
No, yeah, we definitely, our main thing was we are going to all have a special bond together. We all had the same goal. Like, I remember before our preview, the night before, we all had a team dinner together, and we all went around in a circle, and we're like, what is our one goal? And we all said, state championship. We're all doing this together. So we all know that everyone has each other's backs. And, yeah, we had a really fun preseason.
I'm going to stay with you. Why volleyball? What got you interested in volleyball, and why are you still doing it?
It was really my older sister, Ava Gummer, who graduated in 2023. She was really the reason why. I knew my freshman year I wanted to play volleyball with my older sister. Like, that's why I really stuck with it. And throughout my life, like, I knew volleyball was my number one sport. I used to play soccer throughout my whole entire life, and I had to pick soccer or volleyball at New York Catholic, and I wanted the culture. And just watching my sister play on the court as a high schooler when I was in middle school, I knew exactly what I wanted right when I saw her on that court. I wanted a Newark Catholic, traditionally, like, high school career volleyball, and seeing them go to state championship, like, my freshman year, I knew exactly. I was like, yep, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Leah?
Definitely. Like, being a little girl and going to all the high school games with the big, tall volleyball players and watching them have, like, this culture and have so much fun on the court really made me, like, want to play. And I've just always played volleyball. I've always had it, and it was always my number one. I've played basketball, softball, like, I've done track, but volleyball's always been my number one.
Okay, I'm going to stay with you on a follow-up on that, because in this sport, you can find a hoop to play basketball. You can throw a football around. You can kick a soccer ball. How do you, especially when you're younger, you know, find a way to practice and do what you want to do to become the volleyball player that you are? Because it's not as easy, or maybe I should say, you know, to do the same types of reps is not maybe as easy as some of the other sports.
Definitely, like, playing club volleyball has helped a lot. That definitely, you spend a lot of time playing club, and it's all year round if you're playing club and school. So it just, like, flows all together, and you're nonstop playing volleyball.
All right, Natalie, how about you? What got you interested in volleyball?
Just like these two, I was born into it. My sister played in college. My mom played in college. Both went to Newark Catholic. Both saw state final games. My mom won the state finals, actually, so, and she was a setter. They're both setters, so I was definitely born into it and just surrounded by it my entire life, and I knew that seeing them being competitive, I wanted to be the same way, and they kind of grew, like, raised me to be the same way. So just the same, I mean, just born into it.
I was told that you are a historian, and if I throw a couple of numbers you might not. So how many state titles does the Green Wave volleyball have? You can't look for help. No. I was told you would know the answer.
By who?
Your athletic director.
Okay, I don't know. 12.
Little bit lower.
10.
Keep going.
9.
8.
8.
8. So he set you up is what we're getting at.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it is 8, which is very impressive. 3 runner-ups and 22 appearances at the Final Four. That is just remarkable. And, Mom, congratulations being a part of that and getting a state title. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. This sport, what do you think is more important and maybe a momentum or a motivational, a kill or an ace? What can get it changed quicker? Whoever wants to take it. And maybe it's both. Maybe it's both.
I think it's both, but hitting someone in the face is so fun.
Yeah, I would say kill.
Kills
for
are amazing.
Sure. Like, aces are great, but, like, kill just, like, brings so much more energy.
And our student section, when we get a kill,
yeah. It's
the best thing in the world.
Yeah, then boom.
So all I heard is how nice these girls are. And the first thing, hitting somebody in the face is what they really look forward to. I think it's with the way this sport has really taken off, too. And we talked about the record with the LCL. There's a lot of good teams in the LCL. So you know you've got to be up on your game every single time, every match. So, Sid, is that even motivation? Not, we'll take the streak out of it, just knowing you don't want to lose to one of your rivals in the league.
Yes. When our rivals play New York Catholic, we all know that they are going to give us their best game. And I think that makes us, like, even more angry. And we just all, like, we just want to beat everyone in the league and have our best game every night. Even though they're giving us their best night, we're also giving our best night every single time back.
Leah, how do you feel about that?
100%. We know going in that, like, everyone wants to always beat Newark Catholic. Like, they could lose every other game, but if they beat Newark Catholic, that's the team to beat. We walk in knowing that and still play our game and how we play and keep to our side of the net.
Natalie?
I agree with both of these girls. I think it's funny. We always talk about how Newark Catholic doesn't really... Like, we do have rivalries here and there, but we are everyone's rival. Like, we are the one to beat, and that's, like, we just have a big target on our backs with the record and everything. I low-key compare it to, like, Ohio State, Michigan. Like, a team could win the state final, but if they didn't beat New York Catholic, like, I don't think their season is complete, personally. And nobody seems to have done that yet, so...
Does that mean you're a Michigan fan since Ohio State won the national championship?
I'm a Penn State fan. I'm innocent.
Okay, because I wonder where you were going with when you went down that road. Because you know what? I'm still happy we got the national championship. I have to be honest about that. Since you have the shirt on, the showdown at sundown. Oh, somebody had it. Okay. That's just been a tremendous event the last couple of years. And I think it's just going to get bigger and better. What's that like playing outside? Because, again, when I played basketball, if there was any bit of wind, that was the reason the shot didn't go in. So with volleyball, right. I mean, it has to be a little bit different, you know, playing outside.
I mean, yeah, definitely, like, peripheral vision and stuff, like, that definitely affects it. Our first year, I think we were kind of caught off guard by that a lot. Yeah, for sure. This year, we went and did a beach practice the day before outside.
Oh, okay.
And I think that helped a lot. And also just our mentality was totally changed of this year will be different. Like, we are going to make a statement. This is going to be our showcase. Like, we are showing the town. Like, we are not here to mess around with. So.
And it really, I mean, we went from 4 teams, I believe, to 20, you know, this past year. It just had to be a tremendous event to be a part of, Sid.
Yes, it was. In the beginning, I think we were all very nervous. After hearing that there was almost over, like, 2,000 tickets sold, especially just for our one game, we were like, man, we really do take this, like, for granted. And once we saw that, and once we saw how many students from Newark Catholic showed up, like, having a bigger student section than Newark, and us beating them in the second set, we all just went insane. We were like, wow, we just beat Newark, who we did not do very well last year against. And just knowing how we improved from the year before, and especially with our first win with our new coach, Katie Hill, we are so excited.
And you as a sophomore, now to a junior, because you were, you know, still a younger person now, being able to be a part of both of those, what's that been like, Leah?
Very fun, and a very unique experience to be a part of. It's so different in the environment of being outside with the everyone surrounding the court is such a cool thing to feel and experience.
Under the lights, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it could become a two-day event. I really think, but with
so
much volleyball in this state and the way it's just attracted, I know I didn't talk to Rob, but I did talk to the Newark folks, and they said they're getting calls already of That's teams awesome. From Northwest Ohio that want to come down. And I wanted to talk, speaking of Northwest Ohio, you played St. Henry, always a perennial power, and I think all three sets went 25-23. You won two out of three, but it was always a two-point difference. So playing also schools like that, we talked about the LCL being tough, but going and playing a St. Henry, I mean, that's got to help you come postseason to know the type of teams that you're going to face, whoever wants to go on that.
Oh, for sure. St. Henry, we prepared for that. We watched film on all three teams. The whole varsity team got split up, broken into three groups, and we were watching film nonstop, going over that. Practice was scout teaming the whole time. The drive up there, I mean, we all got there early in the morning, and we were just ready. I mean, we were determined. You could see it in the seniors' eyes. You could see it in the juniors' eyes. Everyone was committed. Katie was committed. I mean, when we beat St. Henry, I jumped on a pregnant lady. I was so happy. I jumped on her. I was so happy.
Do we have the dump button to make sure these things don't get put on the air? We hit in the face, we jump on pregnant ladies. I'm starting to wonder. But yeah, I mean, that had to be one of the more regular season tense matches that you guys have been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Sid, what was it like?
Yeah, our first game against Brookville, we had a really slow first set. And then once we got out of our little rut, we knew all day we were going to be on. And right when we walked in St. Henry's gym, I don't think they were really, like, prepared to see how prepared we were for them. Because we joined this tournament 2 years ago and hadn't beat them, I don't even think, in a set once. And this year, I think they were very surprised on, like, a new Newark Catholic, how we responded to them, knowing that it wasn't just a tournament to us. This is how we're going to prepare for our postseason and how that we're going to be taken seriously at this tournament.
So the one thing I'm hearing, Leah, is I ask you this, because when I talk to Rob, handling adversity, it seems like you guys, if it's adversity or a loss, you just get more motivated and focused. It's almost like you don't want to beat us because we're going to even be tougher and stronger and meaner than what we have been. Is that kind of the mentality?
No, yeah, for sure. Definitely, like, how we respond is a really big thing. And I feel like we've taken so much adversity and just changed it and made it motivate us to become, work harder, become a better team, and just have the same mindset.
Sid, I think you brought this up. The crowd that you guys bring, whether it's home or away, just talk about that, knowing it's an intimidation factor, and it can be in both. Like, when you're on the road, people think, okay, we got a better shot at home, and then here comes the green wave. What has that been like for you, you know, as a senior now?
It's been really exciting. Well, first, our community is just amazing. They come to every single game we are. We always have new people every game, and we're really lucky to have the community we have at Newark Catholic. But I remember at the beginning of the summer, most of the seniors, we all came together and we're like, we are going to have a really good student section this year. Like, everybody's going to show up, win or lose. Like, we're all going to show up for each other. And we've had maybe over 40 kids in our student section every single game, even if we're at Lakewood. We even at home against, like, we told everyone Utica is going to be a really big game, and they do the themes. We had many kids in PJs on Thursday. Everybody comes. Like, the last time we've had this big of a student section, this crazy of a student section, was probably my freshman year when my sister played volleyball. I'm so happy with it. But yeah, my senior class, we've really bonded, and I'm so happy with them.
Natalie?
I just want to add on to what she said about the community. Also, not just, like, adults, but kids. We have little sisters in the 7th and 8th grade program, and they support us immensely, and we 100% appreciate that a lot. They come to games, and they're sitting in the front row, and they're jumping up and down after Leah gets a kill and cheering her on, and we go to their games, and we support them, too. I mean, I think that goes to show how much of a program Newark Catholic Volleyball is, not just freshmen to seniors. It's 7th grade to seniors, which I really cherish.
You feel the same?
Definitely. Just, like, knowing that we have so much support behind us and how, like, we have such a strong backing, it's just, like, a great feeling to have, especially, like, when the stands are packed and you just have, like, a really loud house. Like, it's a great feeling.
Talk a little bit about Coach Hill, whoever wants to start. What's that been like, the transition and so forth?
Me and Sydney have actually been with Katie since seventh grade, so we are very close with her, and I think that helps with team chemistry a lot, too, because we are the coaches on the court, us three as captains, so we get to relay her message to our teammates from a closer perspective, but she has done an amazing job just taking over the program, getting it back to what it was, like discipline-wise and just tradition-wise, and then having a child last week. Like, I'm just so excited to accept her as, you know, into our program as a ball girl, as a little sister, and just adopt her in the love that we have of our chemistry on the team. And Katie's been doing such a great job. I mean, she's like a mom to all of us, but at the same time, she tells us what's up.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask, and I'll go with you, Sid, since you've known her since seventh grade. The role when you're an assistant coach or helping out and then making that transition, sometimes there's that, how is this going to work? And you mentioned coach can be hard if she needs to. She can be a mom if she needs to, and all those different roles. Have you seen any change from her, or this is just kind of who she's been and she hasn't really had to transition too much to the head coaching role?
Yeah, I don't think she's really had to change that much because we've known her since seventh grade. Like, we know her as a coach and we know her as just an assistant coach. It's the exact same person. Like, if I make a mistake, she will let me know. She will let everyone know if they make a mistake. But even if, like, we were down, like, against Licking Heights, we were down a couple points, she kept her cool. She did not scream at us once. She treats us how, like, a normal teenager should be treated, even on and off the court. And she gives us such great advice. Our practices run smoothly because of her. Yeah, she's just an amazing human being and just a great coach. And she just tells us the simple things. She doesn't overreact or anything. Like, once she, like, calms us down and she tells us, all right, you guys got this. Like, you guys are down 3 points. Like, I know what team you want to be. And we flip the switch always just because it's her telling us that. She's not yelling at us. But, yeah, we all love her.
Good deal. Leah, couple matches this week. You got one tomorrow against Mount Vernon and then Thursday at Johnstown. Besides wanting to smack them in the face, any other scouting reports or things you want to say?
Nah, just another team any other day. Like, we're ready for adversity, we're ready for challenge, and we face it head on.
Girls, it's been a fun interview. I've learned a lot. Some of it good. Some of it I may again question. But it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on what you've all accomplished. And we hope to see you at the States at the end of the year.
Thank you so much.
We'll wrap up this edition of The Locker Room next here at Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
When I was young, people would ask me what I wanted to do when I grew up. My answer was always the same. I want to work in insurance so I can help people like my dad does. And the rest is history. I'm Cindy, and carrying out my dad's legacy is a big deal to our team. Being able to offer our clients choices as an independent insurance agency is invaluable and is part of that legacy. Auto Owners Insurance has been dedicated to the independent agency system for over 100 years. A partnership we can trust. Lewis Clark Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance, your hometown team. Lewis Clark Insurance.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of
Come see us for the 2025 factory authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
This is Chris from Kasep's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to Kasep's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. Kasep's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Thanks once again to Newark Catholic. Our next Licking County Locker Room this coming Monday will be Licking Heights. We'll be talking some Hornets athletics. Hopefully you can join us in person or right here on Kate 98.7 starting at 6:30. Again, Friday night, our high school game of the week, Newark entertaining Groveport, pregame 6:45 and kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks again, CJ, for manning the board here. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Monday evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heat, and Ship Brothers Brewing.